Well, I'm hearing it described in some news reports I saw this morning as a travel nightmare up at Newark.
I think that that's I know if you and I were trying to fly through there, that's the words we would be using to be sure, because we've had a shortage, a staffing shortage that they have with the FAA that's been causing some problems. We've dealt with this in the past over the holidays the last several years, but it's normally been in the months of November and December. But now for the month of May, we had last week from Tuesday, I think, through Saturday, as many as 800 delays, 150 flight cancellations, all because that you have a shortage of air traffic controllers. So part of it is in part of the mess we're having in Philadelphia, where some of the air traffic controllers walked off the job kind of frustrated with the equipment outages and the staffing shortages and them being forced to work overtime. But it's really causing just a headache with United, because that's one of their primary hubs. And when you've got an area of operation like that that's impacted, where you have to say, look, we're going to have to start canceling 35 flights a day to help try to mitigate some of this, and recognize that May is not a busy travel month. It's one of the slowest travel months of the year. So if you're having these issues now, just wait until we get to the busy summer travel seasons of June, July, and August. So the FAA last year hired 1,500 people. They did it. That was their yearly goal. They did it by September 1st. The problem is, Tony, they just don't have the facility where we can say, oh, next year we're going to double that amount. We just can't, because they don't have the facilities to train that many people. It's a very involved process, very technical. They have a lot of specialized equipment that they use. I do think President Trump's going to try to up that to 2,000, and even that's going to be a challenge. But, you know, you have several of the individuals that don't make it. They wash out. And those that make it through, it takes them a couple of years, well, 2-3 years plus, to get them in the positions they need to when they go to work. So it's a long process and nothing we can fix quickly. But, man, we've been fighting this staffing shortage of about 3,000 short on the air traffic controllers across the country for some time now.
Jay, is there any way for the FAA in situations like this to shift personnel from less busy airports?
They've done that, and they've done that many times. But sometimes it's a matter of, okay, do we create delays in L.A. to minimize delays in Newark? You can try to take some from some of the, I don't want to call them minimally staffed, but that would be the proper word to use it, from some of those smaller regional airports and some of the facilities around there that could help out. But you still have not enough pieces to go around. So a lot of times when you're taking from one part of the country to assist another, all you're doing is creating headaches and delays at the other. So I guess it would be fair to all concerned if it was spread out across the country, where everybody was kind of taking the hit, as opposed to one main airline at one main hub, as United's been seeing for some time now.
Well, another close call, I guess we could say, getting to be a familiar story in the nation's capital.
This one is maddening, because, you know, we had the January 29th collision of the American Airlines flight, Army helicopter, 67 lives were lost. And the FAA and the NTSB, well, the FAA, because they're the top dog of the two, makes the necessary changes through the Department of Transportation to change the flight pattern of the Army helicopters, making sure that these close calls no longer occur. Yet now we've had not one but two, a Delta flight and a Republic flight, that had to perform go-arounds at the Reagan Washington National Airport due to a proximity alert with, here we go, another Army helicopter that was inbound to the Pentagon. So the thought is, how in the world could that be happening if we have these air restrictions in place? And they're thinking that it could be some high-ranking Pentagon officials, be it a tour or whatever, that maybe weren't where they were supposed to be. We don't know. I don't know all the specifics on it yet. But it boggles my mind that an airport with such scrutiny on it to make sure that everybody is doing exactly what they need to be doing could still have not one but two of these situations happen. And look, if I'm flying an Army helicopter, if I work for the Army, and I remember who our commander-in-chief is, Tony, the last thing I would want to do would be get him ticked off at me by not following rules that, you know, could actually endanger lives. It shouldn't be happening. It is. And hopefully the NTSB and the FAA can identify exactly who's dropping the ball here, and they can get it fixed fast, because no way should those things be happening.
I know of one person who flies from Raleigh-Durham to Washington very frequently, and he now is flying to Dulles rather than to Nashville just because he's scared to go there.
You know, a lot of people are taking those precautions, and I can't say I blame them. Now, obviously, it's up to each individual person what they choose to do. It's a lot like if you have a situation with a Boeing airplane, I'm going to fly on Airbus, or vice versa, which has happened over the years. But you just wonder, because we knew there were problems at Washington's Reagan Airport for years, and we knew that the number of close calls were unbelievably high. And why it took a collision and a loss of life for us to finally say, gee, I think now we should do something about it. I mean, it should have been done long before. But now that we've made some of those changes and it's still happening, it's beyond my ability to explain, because it simply should not be happening.
And finally this morning, Jay, any hub delays we need to know about?
Yeah, Boston's getting absolutely hammered right now. Those delays are going to be with us through about the early afternoon and start to get better, although the ripple effect is going to go from there. Dallas could see some issues as well, but I think those are going to be minor, making Boston the problem child of the day.